most of us feel like we're never going to get sued for anything, particularly not our assets, because we've worked hard, we've earned them, and we hope somebody wouldn't want to take them away. And yet, there are a lot of lawsuits that are going on, and there's going to be more all the time in this litigious society that we have, that suits are being filed not only from people that, so-called friends of people, but also relatives are going after assets of people. We're going to talk today to Hillel Presser, who is somebody who's been talking about asset protection for a long time, and has a new book out called Financial Self-Defense as well. Hello, good to have you with us on the program.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I appreciate it.
This is a growing problem because there's more and more of these kind of lawsuits because it's very easy to file one, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, and especially with the bad economy, lawsuits are becoming America's next biggest business. Anybody can essentially hire an attorney for free on contingency fee, put up $0, and if they win, a lot of times the proceeds are actually tax-free. So if you lose your job or you're making less, why not file a lawsuit? And unfortunately, you know, the stats have risen. Right now, I think there's about over 100 million lawsuits every single year. One in three people will be sued in the next 12 months, and the average person gets sued four or five times over their lifetime. So unfortunately, it's just growing and growing.
Wow, that's a pretty interesting stat. Who needs to protect their assets? At what point do you have enough money to do this, or do people don't even have a lot of money have to do this?
A great question. You know, everybody needs some sort of asset protection plan, and I would capitalize and underline and bold the word some sort. Certainly the individual with $30 million doesn't need the same plan as someone who only has $300,000. But I think it's very important, the smaller amount of assets you have, the more important an asset protection plan becomes. And the example I like to give is if you take one of my professional athlete clients and they've signed for $25 million. Well, if they're sued for $5 million and lose, they're not going to be happy, but they still have $20 million. Take the average Joe who might have $300,000-$400,000 saved up. If they're sued for $1 million and lose, they're going to be wiped out, devastated, probably impossible to try and turn that around.
Yeah, so that can be really devastating. How do you go about protecting these assets? What are some of the things people can do?
You know, before you do anything, you need to educate yourself. And Bob, if any of your listeners go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, on the lower left-hand corner, there's a contact us form. And as long as they tell us they heard about us on your show, I'm happy to send them a complimentary copy of our new best-selling book, Financial Self-Defense, free shipping. Before they do anything, they have to educate themselves. Once they've educated themselves, they need to inventory their wealth. They need to sit down and write down every single thing they have, because everybody who walks into my office has a lot more than they think they do when they originally walk through the doors. Once they've educated themselves and once they've inventoried their wealth, only at that time can they begin to find an asset protection attorney, who can help shield their wealth.
Right, and I know one of the things that people do if they have business is to incorporate, because that certainly helps protecting your personal assets.
Definitely, and a lot of people have formed corporations, whether they're C-Corps or S-Corps, because they want to protect their personal assets from business liability. And in that case, they do work. But probably the biggest misconception that we see is the other way around. What if somebody sued and it has nothing to do with their business? What if they're sued for a car accident, a breach of contract claim, a short sale or foreclosure deficiency, a divorce? Just like if you owned a share of stock in Best Buy or Facebook or any public company, that's an asset. There's no difference with the shares that you own in your S-Corp or your C-Corp. So I'd be very careful. It's never good for a business owner to have an S or a C-Corp, because if they're sued personally, the actual shares in their company can be taken by the creditor as an asset, and actually they can lose their business overnight. So there's other business entities such as asset protection LLCs that they might want to consider that gives them a lot better inside-or-out protection when compared to the corporation.
Yeah, how can people protect some of their, that aren't in business, maybe they just have some money saved up, maybe they have it in the banks, how do they protect that kind of stuff?
You know, there's a lot of things they can do, and probably the three most important things is, number one is take any exposed wealth, so that's any asset that's in your personal name, and transfer it to a protective entity, whether it's an LLC, a limited partnership, a trust, you know, some sort of business entity that can shield it. You know, the key is to own nothing but control everything. The second thing thing they can do is take exposed assets, again, anything in their personal name, and put them into what's called exempt assets. Every state has different exemptions. So, for example, Florida protects your primary house. Florida protects your life insurance, your wages, your annuities. You know, take the exposed cash or wealth and put them into assets that are actually exempt from creditors per the laws of the state. And third, you know, put mortgages and liens on your property. You know, we call it equity stripping. You know, what's a $100,000 car worth if you owe $99? What's a $500,000 house worth if you owe $450? You know, make your assets as valueless as possible and become as unattractive as possible for a lawsuit.
That's interesting. So you really want to try to make, you're not really hiding them, but you're just kind of, not even misrepresenting it probably is the word, but making them look different than they are, I guess.
You know, there should be absolutely no hiding and no secrecy involved in asset protection. If an attorney puts together a good asset protection plan for you, you should be able to tell everybody where your assets are. The creditors just shouldn't be able to get them. So again, you know, we didn't create the laws, we just find ways to use them. You know, use the laws that are out there, you know, to shift your assets into vehicles that might not be protected if you didn't do so.
Right, that's very important, and it's great too because it helps make sure your kids are going to have some of it too.
Listen, nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued. So, you know, the worst is you have someone who's worked their entire life, you know, at age 60, 70, 80, they retire, they think they're set, and God forbid they get in a lawsuit. God forbid, you know, there's a car accident. I mean, whatever the danger is, you know, nobody wakes up in the morning and expects liability. So, you know, you definitely want to shield yourself. You definitely want to shield yourself proactively. And again, I can't stress it enough. You know, whether you put an asset protection plan together or not, at least educate yourself. And again, Bob, anybody who goes to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, if they fill out the contact us in the lower left-hand corner of the site, we'll send them a complimentary copy of our new best-selling book with free shipping.
Now, question before we end here, we have a couple of minutes left. Are your services, and I know there are other people that do this, are your services done on a kind of a one-time basis fee? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Put a plan together?
Yes and no. Everything we do is on a flat fee service, so our clients always know up front exactly what the plan's going to cost. There's absolutely no surprises. And yes, the majority of our clients only have to create a plan and pay us once. Once your plan's together, you know, you're done. It's not like in a financial advisor that you have to pay every single year. But with that being said, you know, I do tell my clients, you know, check up with us once a year. Check up with us if your financial situation has changed, you know, in a great capacity, because certainly we want to make sure that moving forward, you know, if you buy a new house, a new business, a new car, that it's properly implemented into your current plan.
Very good. Hello, Professor. Thanks for talking to us. We appreciate having you on. Good information for us. Thanks.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.